Narrative frameworks. 80. Tech identification. Are we moving from self-identification? Identification with self, from however we define it, to identification with technology. Not only do we have smart this, smart that, and smart everything else, perhaps as a consolation for not being smart enough to know we don't need it, we adopt things labelled as smart. As some kind of artificial replacement for our own smartness. You know, if we're not smart enough to know what life is, if we're not smart and we don't think we're smart, then we're going to buy things because they're called smart, because it makes us think that we're smarter. It makes us think that we're evolving, it makes us think that we're riding that utopian wave into that technological wonderland. And this is done through words and ideas, through the linking of self-identity with language. So what I want to talk about here is iPhone, iPad, iPod, I this, I that. Why I? I information, yeah, great. But more than I for information, as we're told it stands, is the eye of identity. The eye of identity has been talked about far more than the eye of information. The eye of identity. The I, the self that we take ourselves to be. So when we say iPhone, iPad, I this, I that, iPhones, like, not I human, not I universal consciousness having an experience of itself, but I, this little thing called a phone, this little pad, this little tablet. We take our tablets and our minds are transformed. Our sense of reality is transformed by the language we use. All this I stuff getting you to identify with tech. Not only have we kind of fallen from grace and are identifying ourselves with a limited sense of consciousness of self, but we're going further out, further away from the core consciousness into an appendage of the limitation, into this technological device. Because once we have left our love behind, until we are ready to reclaim it, we can only go further out. Perhaps this is symbolized by original sin, the fall. Moving out of non-duality and into duality, a space where we can see ourselves in reflection. We can see others. This is the split, the divide, the breakdown of the universal into the particular. And while religious stories may have lost their relevance to many people, the symbols behind them remain. So you look at Apple computers, what is their logo? It's a, surprisingly enough, an apple with a bite out of it, though. So what's this bite out of it all about? Well, What's that story? That story that, regardless of whether people believe in it or not, is quite archetypal, mythical, rooted in the sub or unconscious. When the apple was bitten in the Garden of Eden, the forbidden fruit, the knowledge from the tree of knowledge. And what is the tree of knowledge? It's the knowledge of duality. Then the tree of knowledge, you can only know anything through the split, subject-object. This is the split of universal consciousness. This is symbolized by the bite from the apple. The movement from non-duality to duality, and the continuation of that movement into smaller and smaller compartmentalizations of self away from the original source. So technology, as is known by somewhere in the tangled roots of its origins, this is known. Technology is the extension, or the culmination perhaps, of this movement away from God, apart from God, that claims to allow you to be a God by having all these extra abilities through these technological appendages, when really it is removing you from God's love, and thus your own. Because when we're talking of God, we're talking of consciousness. And what are you? You are consciousness. And if we're removing ourselves from our own consciousness, how can we reclaim that godly quality of life? We cannot. We can only get lost in images. Images of life. Images of life's improvement. False images of life's improvement. Technology is making it better, so why is it getting worse? If, you know, it's a false promise, a false image. Technology makes things better. Yeah, it might do to an extent, but it's not the solution to the loss of the understanding of the nature of consciousness. It may be the solution to a particular task, but it's not the solution to our loss of awareness of ourselves. Only the knowledge of ourselves is the solution to that. And that is the direct knowledge obtained through life, of life. Technology promising to make things better, like I say, may make a few tasks easier, but ultimately cannot take us back to love. Technology is nothing of love. Love might be coded within the appearance of technology. You know, love might be boxed up as a particular packet of exchange in social media networks. You know, you might be able to send the heart symbol as a symbol of love, but love is not in the machine. Only images of love are in the machine. False love. And as technology claims to make life better, when life cannot be made better, life can only be recognized as itself. Technology claims to make it better whilst making it worse. And as it makes it worse, it claims it can make it better again. And we have this death march trajectory into more and more technology and less life. But more and more promises, promises, promises of life, a life that the technology cannot and will not deliver. And in this sense, transhumanism is not a liberation from being human. It is not a becoming more than human, greater than human. transhumanism is becoming less than human. Because the human has the capacity to be in contact with divinity. And the transhuman, the more it becomes machine, the less and less natural resonance it has with the spiritual divinity. We can resonate on a frequency level with our divinity. Technology does not resonate on a frequency of life. There's no resonance there. The more we mechanize our biology, the less subtle it is. Transhumanism is the process of becoming less subtle and more solid. The truth, coming back to truth, is about becoming more subtle. And again, operating systems like Android. Just spell it out. Android, a mixture of human and machine. So not only is this opposition of life and the machine or the system, not content with removing life from itself, the system seeks to obscure life entirely by merging with it, or by subsuming life into itself, rather than being a tool for and a stepping stone towards greater life, appreciation of life. Transhumanism, the increasing use of machine and the becoming machine, transhuman bit is the becoming machine as well as human. It's the attempt to draw all life into the system, to make nothing but the system, to deny everything but the system, to have a world of nothing but system, and in the world of nothing but system, of nothing but machine, no matter how well the machine imitates biology, in a world of nothing but system, there is no life and no life satisfaction. Just the needs of a system served.